To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Tuesday, news listeners. Of course, time for your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 6th of September, 2022. Got the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours. We'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Okay, TikTokers, you could have been hacked. Although TikTok's saying, nah, we weren't hacked. All right, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty of the story. Hackers are claiming it's exposed TikTok's source code and its entire user database. TikTok, on the other hand, is denying reports that it was breached. Now, this hacking group actually posted images of what they claim is TikTok's database, which contains the platform's source code and user information. This is all via Bleeping Computer, by the way. Now, according also to the news article over there at Bleeping Computer, the hackers obtained the data on a server used by TikTok, and that server stored over 2 billion records, or about 790 gigabytes worth of user data, platform statistics, code, and even more than that. Now, a spokesman over TikTok says, "We believe users need not take any proactive actions, and we remain committed to the safety and security of our global community." Now, this hacking group, which by the way call themselves Against the West, say they got the data from the Chinese messaging app WeChat. But most out there are saying, yeah, we can't find any evidence of that. So who knows what's going on? But here's maybe what you should do. Regardless if it was hacked or not, if you are a TikTok user, it's best you go change your password, you know, just in case. Hey, speaking of hacking, seems cloud servers are the most common way for cyber attacks to come right on in. This is actually new data that's been unveiled by the Atlas VPN team. Clearly shows that cloud servers are now the number one way for cyber attacks on businesses. Actually, about 41% of companies report that the first point of entry, yep, indeed, is through their cloud servers. Now, those of you keeping track of the numbers, this is up. It was third last year, 37% of businesses reporting this way. So clearly, this is becoming a more common way of getting into that nitty-gritty data. In fact, a total of 48% of companies, just in the last 12 months, reported experiencing at least one cyber attack via their cloud servers. So with that information, yeah, I have a feeling that percentage is probably going to go up again next year, and probably the year after that, and unfortunately probably the year after that too. And finally, yeah, we know the Apple event, not too far away. And you know what that means? Yeah, we got stuff leaking out already. And yesterday, we got the closest look yet of what the new Apple Watch Pro is going to look like. Now, mind you, these are renders from 91 Mobiles, so it's not concrete. But it seems Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, yeah, the guy we keep hearing about so much now, kind of like our main man Ming out there in China, has confirmed that the renders, yeah, that's pretty much it. So everything we've been talking about, yeah, it looks to be true. That bigger screen, yep, looks to be there. And there's a new button. It's actually on the opposite side of the digital crown, and according to 91 Mobile and even Gurman himself, the speculation is it could actually be programmable, meaning you might be able to launch a specific app, or say you want to get into that workout and you don't even need to touch the touchscreen. Now, with these renders coming out, we still don't know what it's going to cost, and we still yet to see all the nifty little features that Apple's packed into the new OS. So at least it's still something to look forward to, although we've still got quite a few hours left. I'm sure everything else will leak before then as well. What do you do? Got a story no one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. We'd also love your support for the news show. It is because of your support that we can keep doing this show day in and day out. So if you love what we do, please consider heading to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. And for literally as little as $5 a month, you can help keep the news show alive. Also, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, British Tech Network, of course. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And definitely come by our community at our Slack room and join in the fun today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next couple of days. More than likely, it's going to be mostly Apple, so brace yourself. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the new show.